Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlon. Here is our producer and engineer, Stephen the Man Chaldone.
Hey there.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Oh, good. I have a good story for you.
Oh, good. I like you. You have good stories. All right.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'm
okay,
sitting.
So okay. I was in Target the other day, and believe it or not, that was on Long Island, Target, right?
Right.
I think I saw Ringo Starr in Target.
Really?
Now, I don't know. I can't tell you why. I can't tell you. I don't know. I looked up online. He's not on tour. So he's all over the place. I don't
okay.
know what's going on.
Maybe
but
he's
so
got a house?
He's in a store, right? And there's a guy in a T-shirt. Looks just like Ringo Starr. You know, he's got the dark glasses on. So I look at him, and I put up the peace sign.
Okay.
You know, like that? And he looks at me, and he winks, and he goes, peace and love. And that's it.
And that was it.
That was the whole encounter.
Did he have fingers?
Well, he had fingers, of course.
No, did he have the rings all over his fingers?
No, I didn't look all over that. I didn't get into that. But peace and love, he said back to me. And that's a Ringo line. I don't know if it was Ringo. So, Ringo, if that was you, thanks.
Right.
I had a brush with a beetle.
You met somebody who was cool and was helping you play your fantasy.
Kind of cool, though, right? I don't know. I'm not really sure. Interesting thing, though, right? So, as you know, I moved to the Sheldon.
Yes, you several times.
I live in the Cathedral of St. Agnes now. I'm a cathedral man.
You moved up to the
east
side.
Well, you know what? It's kind of nice, actually. I'm enjoying it. It's kind of fun and a nice big place. So, you know what? Sometimes you have to do a little adjusting. This is a little
a
more.
Lot.
A
lot of adjusting.
Slightly more formal than I'm used to.
Yes.
So that's nice, though. I enjoy it. I really enjoy it. I've been having a good time there and it's been fun. But, like, adjusting is part of our lives that we always have to do. And I think that's what we're going to look at on Religion and Rock, the power of adjusting and how God's present to us whenever we have to adjust one way or another. Here's an acoustic version of the Foo Fighters' Everlong.
I wonder when I sing along with you, if everything could ever feel this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again. Thing I'll ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say when.
Foo Fighters, Everlong. You know, in our lives, sometimes it is a bit of a long ride, right? You know, sometimes we're not patient with ourselves, and I think that's part of a good place to start today in prayer, even, to say to God, you know, help me to be patient with myself. You're patient with me. Help me to be patient with myself. I think sometimes we want to just kind of have our acts together in the blink of an eye. And that's not always so easy. It's a process, right? It's a process to grow. It's a process to change. I don't know if you planted anything this year. I planted a bunch of basil, and I planted them as these little tiny baby plants. Unbelievable. So small. Maybe as big as a pencil point. Now they're about 5 inches tall. You know, they're really growing like mad. And that process, I can't see them grow. But day after day, week after week, as I look, I say, wait, something's happening here. And I think the same thing's true in our lives, you know? As you look back, you say, wait a minute, something's happening here. But we have to mark that time. And sometimes that takes a little reflection. It takes a little time in prayer. It takes a little quiet time to say, you know what? I'm a better dad than I used to be, you know? Because I learned more about that. I'm a better mom than I used to be. I'm a better husband or wife than I used to be because I learned more about this stuff. I learned more about love as time went on. I'm not the same as I was the day I walked down the aisle, you know? And it's true about us all. That's such a great gift and such an important thing to be able to see that God is with us in the midst of all of that change, but helping us to grow and develop. That's a good place to start and a good prayer to offer. Here's Bruce Springsteen. This is called Bobby Jean.
Well, I came back.
Bobby Jean, you know, there are people in our lives who help us along, right? And help us to grow and help us to kind of get through a moment in our lives. I know when my mother was literally dying from Alzheimer's disease, believe it or not, their neighbors moved in. There's people moved in next door, and they were just these astounding two people, this husband and wife, retired, amazing people who were so kind and loving to my mom and my dad. I couldn't believe it. It was just incredible to me. I was awestruck by these beautiful people. And my mother had passed away, and they moved from that condo. It's like God put them there for that time being. I think in our lives, it's certain big adjustments in our lives. People come into our life for a very real reason. I know as a priest, that's sort of my role a lot of times. Like I will come into people's lives, you know, in a hospital in the midst of something very sad, at a wake or a funeral in the midst of something very sad, at a baptism, something really exciting and great, or a wedding. And I'm not there like the whole ride, but I'm there for a bit of it. And it's such a privilege to be able to do that, to have God use you to kind of be in there. Maybe God's using you right now for something like that. And that's such an important gift to be able to celebrate and recognize, you know, that God puts us in people's lives to help them adjust, to help them to get through certain things. And that gift is such an amazing moment. It's when we can sort of be an angel to somebody else to help them to walk a certain journey, a certain moment, and to really be grateful to God for the gift of those people who have come into our lives to help us through. Here's the Allman Brothers, Change My Way of Living.
I gotta change my way of
Has the omens changed my way of living? Well, that's another reality in our lives, isn't it? Sometimes we look at our life and say, you know what? That's part of the adjustment. I have to kind of change how I eat. I have to change how much I sleep. I have to kind of take a look at my life and realize that I'm not 17 anymore, that I need some more sleep, or I need some more rest, or I can't lift things like I used to be able to lift them. And I think there's something important about that in our lives, to be able to adjust to aging. Aging is a beautiful gift, really. It's an amazing thing. It can be frustrating. I understand that to a lot of people. But you know what? There's something really beautiful about aging, too, because you realize that with aging comes a sense of wisdom. And I also think it also, hopefully for you, too, what comes is a sense of being kind of like firmly planted, you know, recognizing that God created us and to be able to be grateful to God for who we are, not what we want to be, not what we wish we could be, but to be grateful to God for who we are right now. There's something beautiful about getting to that point in your life where you say, you know what, things are okay and I'm good. And I think there's something important about getting there, but all at the same time, there's a certain letting go to get to that process and to let go of some other dreams, to let go of some other thoughts and say, yeah, no, maybe that's not going to happen, but that's okay because God's blessed me. So maybe that's part of the prayer today, is to be able to pray to accept where we are now, to recognize the gift of now, this moment, the present, not just the future or not longing for the past, but to acknowledge the present as a gift from God and to celebrate that gift. That's a big adjustment and something important to do. Here's a Grateful Dead. This is called Touch of Gray.
So phony, dollars breaking every way.
Touch of Grey. Well, that's the story in all of our lives. Although, actually, for Sheldon and I, it's more than a touch at this point. I remember when we played the song and it was a touch, Sheldon. Now we are gray. But there's something, you know, amazing about that, too. I look at myself and say, I kind of laugh when I look in the mirror and say, yeah, you still got hair. And I thought that in itself was kind of a funny thing. You know, I say, how can I still have hair at this age? You know, there's something kind of amazing about that as we age, that our bodies change, our lives change a little bit, our attitudes change, certainly, and our look changes, you know, and there's something okay about that. I was sitting down with a young priest. These newly ordained guys are out, and there's one guy who I really am very fond of. He's a very nice guy, and he was saying, like, it's so nice when you older guys look at us to, you know, kind of help us out. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, you young whippersnapper, older guy, I'm the older guy. Then I think, wait a minute, you know what, I'm like twice this guy's age. Yeah, I am an older guy, there's no doubt about it. You know, it's hard to kind of come to that reality that you're becoming one of the older guys, but there's something about that again, it doesn't have to be frightening. I think this can also be very encouraging. It could be something that say, yeah, God is still using me for something different. You know, maybe for you, you're not as young as you used to be. Okay, that's all right. You know, God is using us for something different. And to recognize that adjustment that we make to kind of get to that moment is a good adjustment all along. And it's not so terrible in the long run that, again, we're still here. And there's a great gift that we have to offer. No matter what it is, there's still great gifts that we have to offer. Hey, here's Joe Walsh. This is called One Day at a Time. I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about the adjustments we make in our lives, how we change for better and change for good in some ways. Joe Walsh wrote this song about him in the 12-step program, One Day at a Time. And, you know, it's a great thing. Like, he's a whole new man now that he has found sobriety, that he has found some health in his life. I heard an interview with him a couple of weeks ago on the radio. Absolutely terrific. I mean, just so insightful and so in tune with the presence of God in his life. Like, wow, this is not the Joe Walsh I remember who couldn't stand up for a long time. You know, there's something about that's very, very important to recognize in our lives that as life goes on, yeah, we're called to find not just sobriety, but to find health in our lives, to find a way away, you know, from various things that can kind of really, really plague us. I do way too many funerals of people who overdose. And if that's your Jones, if that's the thing that's killing you, if that's the thing that's going crazy, please, please, for the sake of God, get some help. Find somebody to call. Give a call to a hotline and see what can be done for you. Because I'm telling you, with God's help in your life and kind of turning that over to God, amazing things can happen. We can find that sobriety. We have people like Joe Walsh out there who can show it to us and prove it to us that there's another way. So, you know, that's the kind of gift in our lives. If we kind of recognize that, we can make that major adjustment with God's help and recognize, you know, sobriety, recognize health, recognize a sense of leaving the craziness of addiction and finding that way again in our lives. It's so important. Hey, here's Don Henley. This is called New York Minute.
Things you gotta
Well, it is true. Life can change rather dramatically and rather quickly. The last two artists we played were Don Henley and Joe Walsh, and the band that they're both in, that's right, the Eagles, and they just lost a key member of the Eagles, Glenn Frey. Well, the three surviving members, Timothy B. Schmidt and Don and Joe, they played a concert a couple of weeks ago, first time they had gotten together since the loss of Glenn Frey, and Glenn's younger son, he played in the band to fill in for Dad. What an amazing moment for them. And I was listening to the radio. You know, I'm a radio geek, just like all of you, you know, so I listen to the radio all the time. And listening to the radio and like envisioning this in my mind, I'm saying, wow, what an amazing moment it must have been for them to walk onto that stage as the Eagles for the first time without Glenn Frey. Secondly, to have his son, you know, playing the guitar and singing in place of Dad. Wow, what an incredible thing, right? Not just for money. I mean, they're not touring this band, but they did this for a charity. And there's something kind of important about that, right? To recognize, yeah, that in our lives, when we lose somebody, there's a big adjustment there. And nobody kind of takes the place of somebody else. But ultimately, people help us to get through. People come into our lives to help us to get through, to kind of fill that void to a certain extent, but also to help us to remember always, you know, the people who've been a part of our lives that changed our lives forever for good, you know? So we bring them to mind. We keep them in our hearts. But at the same time, we recognize that there is something good about remembering in a wholesome way, playing their music and recognizing that, like, you know, for the Eagles. There's something great thing about that. I think that's part of our lives, too. Here's another band that'll never be together again until they get to heaven. The Beatles. This is called When I'm 64.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? You'll be older too. more. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp,
we shall scrimp
and save. Grandchildren on your knee, Vera, Chuck and Dave. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Ooh.
There was a time I used to laugh at this song and say, oh, when I'm 64, forget about it. Now Paul McCartney is way past 64. And, you know, not too long from now, I'm going to be approaching that. It's absolutely hysterical when you think about it. But there's something, again, great about this aging process and recognizing God in the midst of it all. And as we grow and as we develop, you know, we have people in our lives, grandchildren, our own children, who look to us and say, give me some advice, you know. And if you're a young person listening right now, the same thing will happen to you someday. So don't laugh at me. There's something good about that. And I think God is a part of all of that, calling us day by day, you know, day by day, to kind of move closer to Him and recognize that. You know, for the last 29 years, we played this song to start every single religion and rock show we've ever done. This is Steve Winwood, our theme song, While You See a Chance.
Don't you know my love? Don't give up.
a great sign of hope that reminds us time and time again that chances are a part of our life. God is with us in those chances. When we take him and when we are brave enough to move down that road, amazing things happen in our lives. So let's not be afraid to take that chance. That's what it's all about. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan. This is called Change It. Have a tremendous power in our lives to make things better, you know, to make our lives better, to change the lives of other people. And so much of it is up to us. So all we really need to do is to pray for that power, that gift from God that says, yes, Lord, help me to change. Help me to be converted. Help me to grow closer to you. If you've been away from faith, this is your moment to get closer to God once again. Go back to church today. It's so easy. And I think that's part of that leap that we need to do to change our lives for better. And it's right there. It's just a matter of kind of making that move and changing it in some way or another. Here's Blues Traveler. This is Gold. But anyway, I lied and told her I loved her, she didn't care.
said she didn't care, but anyway. I tried last week for to call her, she wasn't home, but anyway. I think I'll spend my life, Lord, I really don't care right now. But anyway, in the state of affairs and the state of emotion, the kind of thing that you must understand. I'll tell you one thing, you tell me another, we walk away, maybe then shake hands. But anyway, I don't think that TV was joking when it told me this, but anyway, the newsman said not to sit on a strange ball of cheeks, it's my life he's trying to save. But anyway, I found out that I got a cancer to many television waves. But anyway, the state of affairs and the state of emotion, kind of thing that you must understand. I'll tell you one thing, you tell me another, we walk away, maybe then shake hands.
Sometimes in our lives, you know, this is the best thing we can do to just say, but anyway, I'm moving on. I think part of growing in our life, adjusting to stuff in our lives, is sometimes just letting go of things, realizing we can't control everything. We can't make everything go our way. So losing and letting go is going to be part of what we have to kind of study and understand in our lives. Ask for God's help, because I think that's where it resides. It resides in God helping us to adjust, to move, and to grow in our lives. God does not abandon us. He draws near to us in our life, particularly as we're getting older. And there's something good about that. There's something holy about that. Recognize that presence that calls us every day to adjust a little bit to the other guy and recognize God's power in the midst of that adjustment, calling us to happiness and to holiness. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by the great man of adjustment himself, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.